All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm Brandon.
And I'm Steve.
And we are
Two Beards and a Mic. So we're going to talk today about something I saw online. It was top five list. But I figured instead of doing it the way they did it, we'll do it as just top five in general. Like no particular order, just top five or whatever it is. So let's start with, top five fast food restaurants.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's tough. There's a lot out there. All right, top five. I'm putting, obviously, McDonald's has to make the list. It's a classic.
Yep.
Wendy's.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. We'll go Burger King. And then, I don't know, you consider Chipotle fast food?
I mean, I guess you could. I mean, it is pretty fast. They make the
Sonic
pretty quick.
I'm going to go Sonic with my five.
Okay. I like that. I think that's a solid top five. I'd say the same thing. Even though we literally just tried Chick-fil-A
together. That was amazing, though.
One of the best chicken sandwiches I've ever had.
They shit on every other fast food restaurant when it comes to a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, and they're really fast. I understand. Nobody get mad at us. We're not saying anything about the gay community.
I
don't like gay people. They're very religious.
This is specifically focused on the food and quality of service.
I want to get that out there before we get bashed for liking a place. I understand, but the food is good. Nothing I can do about it. Food is good.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then, obviously McDonald's and the Golden Arches, they're given. Their fries, when they're fresh, are probably
some of the best. Yeah.
Burger King. I like their burgers, I know they supposedly spray their burgers with like a flavoring that makes it taste like it's fresh grilled.
If they do that before they're frozen, maybe, because I worked there and I never had to spray anything.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know. It might be something they put on. It might be sprayed on the burger and then frozen. Who knows? You know what I mean? They might have something in it that makes it. I have no idea. And then what you got? Sonic?
Sonic.
What do you think about Sonic?
Sonic's classic. Good old American classic. I like you can drive right up to the menu board. They bring it out to your car. You don't have to, get out, go in, or go through or sit in a drive-through.
Yep.
Their food's really good, too. They've got, those great drink deals during the summer times.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's just like a look back at like American classic.
Yeah, I think I've only had it maybe twice, but I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah,
so I'll definitely say that.
Yeah, they only opened up here recently, which is crazy to think that. But
the only Southern restaurant that hasn't moved up here. It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's kind of. And you got what? Chipotle, right?
No, I took Chipotle off, put Sonic on.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Even though Chipotle is definitely up there. Might be up there, mine.
And then,
is there one we're forgetting?
Which one? What's the other one I said? Was it Wendy's?
I don't know. Do you like Wendy's?
I mean, Wendy's is all right.
They're not bad. They got some good food. I like their Baconators.
They've got the square burger concept cornered, though. The only ones in the game that do that.
Yes.
But, how about you? What are you thinking?
My list would probably be the same. I don't know. If I take Sonic out of there, I don't really know what to add. I mean, up here, maybe Taco Bell on a good late night, drunk night.
T-Bell is great drunk food.
I like their quesaritos. I think that's really good. Their chalupas are pretty good.
Yep.
I know their meat's probably not the highest quality, but when you're drunk, who cares?
Well, I think it's gone up since they got busted for the horse meat issue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say I'd probably say my list because there's no order, same thing.
All right. What do all right, top five. What are you thinking? Top five football players.
Oh, all right. thank God it's no order.
No order,
LaDainian Tomlinson is obviously, he's still going to be on the top of my list regardless, even though we're not in any order. Are we talking like old and new or just
old,
like
old and new,
current,
We can go old and new, old school, new school.
Drew Brees is on my list. I enjoy watching Drew Brees. I enjoy watching Phillip Rivers. See, that's three guys. I know it sounds crazy that I can't really pick anybody like too old, because I mean, there's a lot of guys that played when we were watching football.
Yeah.
But it's so tough to put like five guys. Like, I mean, it's no order, but you've got some guys that were like good for a certain like couple years.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, we could say that, this guy would be on my top. Cause like I loved watching Mike Allstott.
Yeah.
I don't know if I put him on my five list or not. I don't know. It's kind of tough, but yeah, all right. If I had to pick five, let's just pick five.
Go five. You got to pick five. Gun to your head. Five players.
One. LT for sure. I love watching LaDainian Tomlinson, other than the big games, because he didn't play much.
Turf toe.
Probably Tony Gonzalez.
The best tight end to ever play the game. I don't care what anybody says. Good pick.
Let's see. When he first came into the league, I liked Adrian Peterson.
Couldn't tackle him.
So I'd still put him on the list. I think he was fun to watch. Megatron. Got to put Calvin Johnson.
Got to have him on there. Yeah, you're not wrong.
And then, you could take any one of these guys. I'll put Chad Johnson in it too. I mean, he was very exciting to watch too.
He had a charisma about him.
Yeah. All right. So, and then I'm going to put one quarterback on this list.
Tough one.
Because, 14 years with Phillip Rivers is tough to put someone else on that list.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Most exciting quarterback to see watch. I mean, I would love to put Mahomes on that list now. I mean, he's very exciting, but he's not on my top five.
Most exciting quarterback to watch? You only really got one choice there.
Who you choosing?
You got to go Mike Vick. He was.
Brett Favre was kind of fun to watch, too. Some of the stuff he could do in... I mean, Mike Vick was definitely exciting.
The most exciting I've never seen. He was like, he pioneered the whole mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, put the whole dogfighting thing aside, we're strictly looking at on-field performance.
Yeah. Quarterback's so hard for me. I'd probably say Steve Young.
Ooh.
Yeah, I really like
people forget about Steve Young.
Yeah, I almost forgot about
Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion.
He wasn't left-handed, was he?
He was lefty. He was a lefty. The last good lefty in the league.
Oh, except Matt Leinart. Oh, yeah.
Good lefty.
Oh, you said good.
Good lefty. Yeah, yeah.
Like, just average.
Yeah. No.
Or not below average.
Yeah. Shouldn't have been drafted.
Yeah, so that's what I would say.
Overrated.
I mean, what would you give me for five?
Ooh, all right, top five. We're going, obviously, Drew Brees is going to make my list. Yep. I just...
Makes sense.
You can't not put him on the list. All-time leading passer, touchdowns, you name it. He's pretty much got the record for it.
And it helps that he's a New Orleans Saint.
It does, a little biased there, but... and then we'll go, Barry Sanders. Oh. He was a little before my time, but you can go back and watch him play, and the things that he did in the short amount of time he was in the league is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, when he was run backwards more yards than some guys today.
We'll go. I have to agree with you. Tony Gonzalez, definitely top five. Best tight end to ever play the game.
He was unreal.
Absolutely unstoppable. We'll go Randy Moss makes my list. He was good. Put all the diva stuff and all the showboating aside, I'd have to say that, Randy Moss in his prime, he was unstoppable.
Yeah.
You got players, you go back and you watch videos from old games, and you got players on the other side of the field who are getting up and watching what he's doing because they're amazed at the things that he's capable of.
I mean, we want to put diva stuff aside. We could put Terrell Owens on the list too.
Terrell Owens, another
good one.
He's I'll call him an honorable mention. T.O. is definitely an honorable mention. He was incredible.
Even though they snubbed him with that Hall of Fame.
Yeah, definitely waited a little too long for him. And then
such a tough list. There's so many guys.
Number five. Again, no particular order, folks. We'll go. I'd have to say. I'm a big, big fan of Mark Sanchez and his butt fumble.
Ah, yes. Yes, the infamous butt
fumble. The infamous butt fumble. No. He's a player. He could have done stuff, but poor situation for him. But you know what? Yeah. Andrew Luck makes my list as my number five. Andrew Luck, speaking about quarterbacks who could have done a lot
if they were with the line that he has now.
With the
line Philip Rivers has now.
Yes. But if Andrew Luck would have been given a decent offensive line, I think his career could have been completely different than what it was. I definitely feel like he could have made the playoffs and made a legitimate runs for Super Bowls.
Yeah, he was definitely put in a terrible situation to get abused. Poor guy got hit a lot. Other than, you know, when we say hit a lot, we don't mean like Cam Newton, because he didn't run like a linebacker like Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Cam Newton should have been
hit a lot harder than what he was.
I mean, Andrew Luck's a big dude, but he didn't do the things that Cam Newton was doing out of the pocket. All right, yeah, that's a good five. I think it's hard. I think that's a question.
Just so
that,
many.
Yeah, you could literally. That's why I say don't put them in an order.
Yeah,
that's a tough one to put in order, because I mean, I'd be biased. LaDainian Thomas would be my number one, but then there'd be 300 other guys that are just as good.
Oh yeah,
in what they did or the era they played in. Like, you know, you could put Deion on that list.
Yeah. Oh man.
You know, you could put Champ Bailey on that list. What's his name from the Eagles there? Oh God, the safety there. You know, everybody out.
Brian Dawkins. God, he was
John Lynch. I mean, it the list goes on.
Oh yeah.
So that one's that's
top,
a tough
top
one.
Five's tough. That's for a tough football one. Players.
What else we got? We get top five. Let's think of a really good topic. We got to think of something good. People want to hear us talk about top fives. What about top five? All right, since we're both into it, and we know we got a couple buddies who are into it too.
All right.
You know, my wife likes to laugh too. So why don't we say top five comedians?
Oh.
No order. Top five. You know what? Let's do it a little different. Let's be a little specific. Let's say top five now.
Now, okay.
Alive.
Top five.
Alive
and
like
performing.
Eddie Murphy and all that dead, but let's just alive, not dead.
Yeah,
we got a couple that have died, but let's just say top five now active that have at least
game.
Have one Netflix special.
Ooh, all right. Let's see. Obviously, Kevin Hart makes the list.
Yep.
Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Bill Burr.
Yep.
He's a funny man. Bert Kreischer.
Okay.
The Machine, can't leave him off any list like that.
Absolutely not.
He's killed it the last couple of years. He's come on strong. And Nikki Glaser.
Okay. That's a good list.
She's pretty funny. She's a little raunchy.
Yeah. No, that's
but
a really good list.
She's got to be on there.
Yeah. All right. Top five. Let's see. No particular order. Obviously, Kevin Hart's on there. I agree with the Bill Burr. Do you say Chappelle?
Chappelle. Chappelle's definitely there.
Okay. Chappelle. Joe Rogan. I love Joe Rogan.
His comedy's good. He's a funny man.
He's part of the reason I even wanted to do a podcast.
Yeah.
I watch him and listen to him almost every day, at least one episode a day. It's tough because I like Tom Segura.
He's funny. He's got a new one coming out,
too. Definitely on there. The new one's actually out now.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's called Ball Boy.
Ball Boy,
It's definitely on Netflix right now. Me and my wife watched, I think, most of it. It was kind of tough. My son was kind of being crazy, you know, yelling and stuff. So it was kind of tough. He's four, so.
Yeah. Rambunctious.
Yeah. So I would say Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan, Bill Burr.
The infamous number five spot. There's so many names out there.
And then I'll say Bert.
Bert?
Yeah, I'll say Bert.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my top five right now. I mean, what Netflix specials? I mean, there's a couple guys that I don't think have one, like Andrew Schultz. He's really funny.
He's great. His crowd work is probably some of the best in the game.
Yeah. And speaking of crowd work, even that even works with it. What about Chris D'Elia?
Oh, we almost forgot
Chris D'Elia.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy how many comedians are like, smart comedy or like raunchy. I'm into like funny. If you're funny, I don't care if it's political to a certain degree, like not like a Chris Rock political. That's too political for me.
He goes way too far with it. Not a fan of him, but not a fan of his stand-up.
You know, like I like, you know, Dave Chappelle's new special where he talked about the LGBTQ community. Did I say that right? I
hope
I said
that right. LGBTQ,
Yeah. You know, stuff like that's funny. You know, I love Kevin Hart because he talks about everyday life.
Oh yeah.
I love that he can make fun of himself at the same time as you know, making fun of his kids or whatever. So I mean, top five is so widespread because there's so much different comedy. Some people get into so much different, but me, man, if it's funny, it's funny. I don't care.
Like we talked about this yesterday, but I like a comedian that can make himself laugh.
Yes, I think that's like, I think that's like key.
If you're laughing and you've done this skit 150 times still laughing at it, I can't help but laugh. I think if you can make yourself laugh as a comedian, you're doing it right. You're funny.
Absolutely.
You're making the effort, and it shows because those people that we named are all killing the game right now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep.
You know, they're all on top of it. It's not like they got 5 minutes of fame and then now they're doing, you know, mom and pop comedy shops.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which a lot of is where a lot of them got their start.
Yeah.
You know? But
oh, you know, speaking of that too, I almost forgot Anthony Jeselnik. If you guys haven't listened to him, you probably should.
His comedy is so dry.
It's so great, man.
But it's hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. I'm into funny. I'm into funny no matter what it is. So I mean, I think we both put up some good top fives. You know what? If there's any comedians, and I'll say this right now, if there's any comedians that we did not list and maybe doesn't have a Netflix special, maybe you know about them from whatever it is, let us know because I want to know about it. Like I want to laugh.
Like a local guy.
Yeah, local guy.
From wherever you're at, you know. I see a lot. I watch YouTube a lot and I see a lot of guys on YouTube who I've never heard of before.
Yeah. Yep.
They've just got a YouTube page and they just post some stuff on YouTube and they are legitimately funny.
Yeah, like that guy, the little guy there, Brad, what's his name? It's Brad, right? The little person.
Oh, Brad Williams.
Brad Williams.
He's got a special.
Yeah, he's got a special. He's funny too.
He told one joke about his Asian girlfriend.
Yeah, being like really good at karate or whatever.
She kicked this dude, and they were at the bar. I couldn't help but laugh. His delivery is good, and
you know that's what I'm saying. It's people that like. There's so many comedians. It's a tough one, but. No, it's definitely, I mean, and we're talking, that's people, like, I narrow that down. Like, if we talk all together, there's so many, we could be on this for
we could make probably a whole podcast of specifically just comedians.
And if we do, we'll get some people on here that know it, too. So
yeah,
it's a,
you know, have more than just two opinions on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
did I make up that one? Yeah, I said that one, right? I said the
comedians.
Yeah. What do you got? Top five.
All right, last round of top five.
Hit me with this. We gotta be good. It's gotta be a good one.
All right, top five. We're gonna go. You want? Should we do the one we were talking about?
If I remember,
the one our wives might not be too happy. We know so many of.
No, we're gonna skip that. Maybe we'll keep that for a podcast where
at another time.
Yeah, we let people know that's adult content.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
not that you should be listening to this with your kids. Please don't. I really hope you don't. We might say some inappropriate stuff.
Say some Drop a few F bombs here and there. See. Top five. We're gonna go.
It gotta be a good one. We got 10 minutes. 10 minutes. We gotta think of a really good one. Get this out of there.
Top five. You know what? Why don't we go top five vacation spots?
I haven't really vacationed that much.
Yeah, me neither.
That's a tough one.
Aruba, though. If you've never been to Aruba, take the trip.
Yeah. And if you had never been on a cruise, please do so. Caribbean cruise, do it. And don't go on Carnival. Go on Royal Caribbean. I'm telling you right now. Just do it. I don't know. Top five. You know what? Why don't we do top five? Top five. How about this? Top five.
What do we 90s, got? 90s.
'90s. '90s. 2000s. Just so we, you know, in case we mess up.
Yeah.
Real quick. '90s. 2000s. Cartoon shows.
Oh boy.
And all right, we'll try to like '90s 2000 cartoons. How about Nickelodeon? Just Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network.
Okay.
Top five. We got 9 minutes and top five. Seconds.
Here we go. We're going Johnny Bravo.
Ooh, good one. That's on my list.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Okay.
Rugrats. I was a huge fan of the Rugrats. Yep. Loved the Rugrats. Rocket Power.
Yeah, that's on the list.
And then number five, we'll go. Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken. Okay.
I liked Robot Chicken. It never had a storyline or anything like that in the episodes. But
yeah,
I just thought they were funny.
Okay, so my list will be almost the same. We'll take out Courage.
Yep.
I'll put in Doug.
Ooh, I forgot about Doug.
And then I'll take out Robot Chicken. Ding ding. See, they knew I was we'll take out Robot Chicken and we'll put in I just drew a blank. Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, that's a good one.
We'll put that in there. And then everything else I agree on. Rocket Power, great. I mean, there's nothing better. Woogity woogity woogity. You know what I mean?
Yes. You know what? I never realized as a kid. Now that as an adult, I've noticed
that Raimundo was the biggest drug addict you've met.
Constantly high.
Biggest pothead ever.
Eyes were so red every episode.
Yeah. He's definitely high every episode.
Honorable mention, okay. Wild Thornberries.
Ooh, that's a good one. I liked Wild Thornberries.
You know? Yep.
That's a really good one. I think I like Doug. I love Patty Mayonnaise.
Patty.
Quail Man.
Skeeter,
Pork Chop the Dog.
Roger. I mean, Roger was an asshole.
I mean, man, 90s. I mean, that's not even taking it. Like, that's just ones we can remember right now.
Yeah.
If we can remember more. There'd be so many. I know that was a hard topic.
And that's just two channels. That's just Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon.
Yeah. And then
you put in Disney, you put in WB Animaniacs.
Oh, Animaniacs.
You know?
Yep. Pinky and the Brain. They were on Animaniacs too, right?
Yeah.
They had their own show and they had Animaniacs.
Yep. Yeah, I think they started off on Animaniacs and then WB spun Pinky and the Brain.
Oh god, man. It was so Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh, that was a good one.
Ed, Edd n Eddy. Oh man, there's so many. At this point it'd be hard to make a top five, but that would be top five like Angry Beavers. I loved watching Angry Beavers.
Oh, yeah.
Cat Dog.
Angry Beavers. Was that Nickelodeon?
I think so. I know Cat Dog was.
Cat Dog was Nickelodeon.
I think Angry Beavers
was. That was a weird
too.
Concept looking back at that one.
Yeah, it was Cat Dog. It was definitely odd that they were the only cat and dog.
Yeah, there was only
together.
One.
It's kind of weird. Oh, man. There's so many. And then that's just that. We're not even talking like TV shows.
TVs,
like,
yeah. We could.
Man, we got.
We're going to. We'll definitely put out some content as far as 90s TV shows, sure. You know, and other things such as that. But
it's crazy to look back and think of all the.
Oh, yeah. And then you start like when you're not thinking about it is when they'll all come back to you.
Yeah, we're going to be done this podcast. And then, like, oh, you remember that show?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we should have mentioned that one. Yeah, we should have. All right. But
that's our time today, folks. We'll let you all get on with your day. Hope everyone's gonna enjoy.
Yes, just stay in, stay safe, listen to our podcast.
And yeah, you got nothing else to do. Take 20 minutes of your time, 25 minutes, you know.
Yeah, listen to podcasts while you're washing your hands, staying as sanitized as possible in your house.
Yep.
But don't stop living life though.
Like, yeah. Enjoy yourself. Live. But
no negative stuff here. We're all
good vibes. Good vibes only. Good vibes only.
What's Lodger say? Peace, love, and positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Health is wealth. Remember that.
Health is wealth.
Just remember that.
I like that. That's some deep shit.
It's a very positive channel here. So hopefully next time we come at you, hopefully we got somebody on here.
Yeah, we'll have a guest on. We don't know who yet. We might take a different direction with the next one. Maybe do some bodybuilding, maybe.
Yeah, we could talk about bodybuilding, weightlifting.
Working out, supplements. Nutrition, supplements.
Yeah.
But
get our buddy Brandon on here, who owns New England Nutrition.
In Bellingham, yep. That's where I get all my stuff.
Fiance, I believe. Fiance?
Yes, they are engaged. Yep.
So we definitely got to get some people in here. Four episodes with just us. People might start
getting bored with it.
We might be a little boring. I don't think we're boring, but they might think we're boring.
All right, fuckers. Y'all have a good day.
Yes.
Take care. We're out.